Yes, yes, y'all. Real life, real talk nation. Stand up, man. Happy Saturday to everybody. Oh, so incredibly excited to be on the microphone once again. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, it's a scorcher outside in Austin, Texas. And then we got a high today of 97. So I'm definitely about to give this microphone a workout today, y'all. Tyler Campbell on the microphone. Let's do it how we do it, real life, real talk nation. And let's kick it. Yep, how we kick it. No matter the weather, this is where birds of a feather come to flock together. And at 12 p.m., it's my time. Listen, it's my time to bring you the sunshine from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Please do not stress. And the reason being is because you know, listen to me, you know you are blessed. It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I'm live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Energy to waste. Yes, that's right. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community and empowerment, listen to me. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. And so you already know. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Oh, I love y'all. I respect y'all. But listen, you know, I come to the microphone today with the utmost humility on Real Life, Real Talk. And it's your host, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I am at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. Got my man Ty tweaking and twisting the dials as the great mouth of the South, Rod Babers, who likes to always say. So we got a dandy one in store for y'all. As you can tell, I'm bringing the energy and I'm bringing the passion. And unfortunately, that energy and that passion, y'all, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. That energy and that passion to get to the boo, yo, it got me in trouble. Your boy Tyler Campbell got the speeding ticket coming down on I-35 where the double-decker merges into one lane, I-35. And, you know, I don't know about y'all because I was on the phone with my wife and I told my wife, I was like, look, I'm getting pulled over. I got to go. She was like, yo, just tell him you're rushing to see your wife. She got bad anxiety. And y'all know that moment. I'm not good. I'm just naturally not a good liar. I guess I'm supposed to be an inspirational speaker. I was never good at being a liar as a kid. I'm definitely not good at being a liar as an adult, which is why I'm trying to figure out why my little boy Messiah can be so good at it. Because the old man ain't got it. And you know that moment when you're getting pulled over by the police officer and you have that moment where I had my daughter with me too. It's like, yo, you can I could have had some form of excuse, right? Some form of lie, like baby crying in the background, whatever. But I'm just not a good liar, and I took it on the chin. But here's the beautiful part. You're like, Mr. Campbell, you know, you're this much amount over the speed limit. I ain't going to say the speed limit because y'all going to be like, man, this dude is – I didn't know I was driving so fast, man. I didn't know I was driving 60, and it was 60 miles per hour. I was going 79. 79 in the 60, so he hit me with the huge speed ticket, and I just literally didn't know. You know, I thought the speed limit was 70, changes down to 60. But the beautiful part, the crazy part, why I want to bring this up, is in that moment, I handed him my stuff, and he was like, oh, the radio show. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that dude's going to think I'm crazy because I'm speeding. But it was actually a good thing because he recognized the radio show. He was like, oh, he used to play football around here in Austin. I was like, yeah. And I'm thinking I got my way out with the ticket. And then he goes back to his bike, does a little whatever, and he's going to say, Mr. Campbell, here's your ticket. Have a great day. And I'm like, oh, you set me up for the failure. It's like, man, I'm thinking you gonna like cut me some slack. You listen to the radio show. Maybe you want a shout out or something. And you're like, man, here's your ticket. Have a great day. So the gift and the curse, man, can't lie. It holds me back. Couldn't get out the ticket. And then the beautiful part about it, he recognizes the radio show and then writes me the ticket anyway. But you got to do your job. Whoever the police officer, I can't remember his name, but I guess thank you for my ticket. Thank you for listening. Cut me some slack next time if you can, but I recognize, man, your boy was 19 miles per hour over the speed limit. I was on the phone, wasn't watching. I thought it was 70 miles per hour. Turns out it's not. Be careful coming off the double-decker here in Austin, Texas on I-35. They're waiting for you. But a great week this week, y'all. Just great things continue to happen with our Real Life, Real Talk movement. Had the amazing opportunity. Shout out to my man, Bob Burashane, who hails all the way from Miami, Florida, came down to this city of Austin, Texas to sit down and do an interview with me. We have an amazing film project that is taking place. It will probably come out, you know, sometime next year. But he is an Emmy award-winning executive producer. Bob came from Miami, heard and knew a little bit about me, and I'm a part of an amazing film project now. And so big shout out to the Real Life Real Talk Nation for all you all retweeting and reposting and resharing so many messages and so much of the stuff that that I do within the community with inspirational speaking that Bob caught wind of it. And yeah, just appreciate that opportunity. And please believe I represent y'all well. And shout out to my man, John Strom, had the amazing opportunity. Y'all know multiple sclerosis will always be a passion of mine. I share it on each show that I come on. I take MS wherever it is that I go. And John Strom is someone who is an amazing multiple sclerosis advocate who is known all over the world. So in terms of Tyler Campbell being somebody who idolizes individuals, who looks up to people within the multiple sclerosis field who've been doing this thing longer than I have, yo, John is that person. And that's why I tell people, yo, just keep on keeping on, right? Just keep on doing what it is that you're doing, even when you don't think somebody else is paying attention, because they are. And John had been wanting me on his radio show for so long. And I finally got on his Real Talk, believe it or not, Real Talk MS podcast. And the reason why John is so special is because he's somebody who actually was a caretaker of his wife who had multiple sclerosis. And his wife, Jean, she lost her battle with MS. She was progressive with multiple sclerosis. She lost her battle with the disease in February of 2020. And so now John is continuing to be an amazing advocate for multiple sclerosis. And just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, our episode together will be out June the 7th. Of this year, June 7th. John has over 200 episodes of Real Life Real Talk on the MS podcast and more than 1 million view or 1 million listeners over 100 countries. So for me, telling my little tale of MS and John having the platform that he has, it was a joy to get out there. And that's why I tell people it is on the shoulders of others that you stand, right? So everybody has done so much work so that you could have the platform that you have wherever it is that you are, all right? You did not get there by yourself. And once you get there, it is because others have lifted you up for so long that you now have the voice to share your amazing entrepreneurial idea, to share your music, to share your level of entrepreneurship or invention, to share whatever it is on your heart to make this world a better place. You are standing on somebody else's shoulders. And for me, it's John, people like John Strom's shoulders that I'm standing on. So it was a joy to be able to have the opportunity to be on his show. And shout out to everybody. Real Life, Real Talk Nation. Listen, this week made 15 weeks of my book, The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. 15 weeks on the Amazon bestsellers list, all right? So I humbly thank you all. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for your support as the book is still there on Amazon. Please go out, go pick that up for yourself. And 15 weeks, man, that's quite the feat. And I said it before, I said it again, you have to speak things into existence for yourself. Whatever you desire, whatever your heart wants, you've got to speak it out for yourself, because nobody else is going to do that for you. We talked about having that level of law of attraction in your heart last week on the show. If you missed that episode, go back and play it. You got to start speaking some things out. People are going to say that it's crazy. Who cares what they think? Whatever you desire, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you want, you need that new business, you're looking for that family, you want that wife, you want that husband, yo, you better start speaking it. You want that job opportunity, you want that coaching opportunity, you need to start speaking about it, all right? I want to let this marinate on your cerebrum before we get out of here on this break, because this is important to me, man. This hit me in my heart, hit me in my soul, and I want to share this because I was giving a message to some student-athletes, right? Some student-athletes, and we were talking about work ethic and the desires and the goals that you have set for yourselves. And I want this to let them marinate on your cerebrum. Be like the ant, right? Write that down. Be like the ant. And when I shared this with the student athletes that I was speaking to, they looked at me like I was crazy, because we were talking about work ethic. They were like, okay, maybe he's going to tell us something about Jim Brown. Maybe he's going to tell us something about his dad. Maybe Walter Payton. Maybe Calvin Johnson, maybe like Tyreek Hill, Chad Johnson, or like work ethic. Terrell Owens, like who? And I told them the ant, and they were like, what are you talking? You should have seen the look on their faces, like gazing at me, like, what is this dude talking about? And I told them, I said, do you understand that an ant takes 250 naps each day for just 1 minute? That equates to 4 hours and 28 minutes of sleep per day. That means that 80% of the ant colony is awake any time that you are viewing that ant pile or that ant colony. So the ant is always working as a whole, as a unit, and the ant is always moving, and things are always progressively getting done. An ant can lift over 5,000 pounds over its body weight. That means not only does the work that the ant put in on a routine and regular basis get done, but at the same time, it is monumental feats of things that it is able to accomplish based off of what it can overlift with its body weight. And I told them, see, the problem of where our nation is or where you can exceed or do things abundantly as a student athlete is you got to get comfortable with putting in the work like the ant. Because if you can get comfortable with putting in the work like the ant, we are in a situation within this country now where more people would like to sit down than they would like to get up and work for whatever it is that they want. And so as a student athlete, you have the amazing opportunity to value this level of work that you put in for the sport. You take that and equate that to put that in life, and you will far supersede anybody that you come in contact with who is competing for the same thing that you want out of life. And I told them, man, there's something satisfying about being able to go to rest knowing that you gave life your best. Write that down. There's something satisfying about being able to say you get to go to rest knowing that you gave life your best. Stop going to sleep wishing or stop going to sleep knowing that you got more stuff to do, because then it's robbing you of your sleep. You can't get that full level of sleep because you're worried about the stuff you got to do and take care of tomorrow. That means you didn't use your whole 24 hours of today doing what you're supposed to do. All right. So I told them, let that marinate in your cerebrum. Do some homework. Look up the body or the mindset of an ant and their colony and how they always continue to look out for each other. And I told them, as a team, y'all got to move like the ant colony. Ants look out for each other. Why don't we look out for each other as human beings on this earth like we used to or that we should be doing? That's what they're supposed to. I told them that's what y'all are supposed to be doing as student athletes on the team. Y'all got to look out for each other, and y'all got to constantly put in the work because, you know, other people are sleeping. Be a person who has that satisfying feeling of laying their head to rest, knowing that you gave life your best. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Catch y'all on the other side of this break. Yeah. Lay back, so I'm gonna guess I'm gonna be smooth on this one. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Welcome back to our segment number two, Real Life, Real Talk. We just finished doing in our first segment, yo, let that marinate under your cerebrum. We talked about all those things. You know, it's your hostess with the most. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. Yo, take us wherever it is that you go on the Horn app. Tune in on live on the radio waves at 104.9. Listen, download every episode off of the SoundCloud of Real Life, Real Talk. Share them with other people. Continue to spread these messages. All right? Don't keep these things to yourself. All right? You got to let them marinate on other people. All right? But you can do those things through SoundCloud, here at the Horn. Plenty of ways to get these messages. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. And as I was telling everybody in the first segment, I really want to say thank you, man. Cannot believe it. 15 weeks. My biography book, The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field, that is on Amazon, has been an Amazon bestseller for 15 weeks now, y'all. 15 weeks. I cannot say thank you enough. And if you're in Austin, Texas, it is available down at Book People. But again, I am because of who you are, right? So thank y'all so very much for your consistency, your support, all right, and keeping my messages, keeping our messages out there in the atmosphere, and the book was just another way of doing it. So thank you all so very much. Thank you all so very much. But again, recapping segment number one, I talked about let that marinate on the cerebrum, and I was telling everybody, you know, be like the ant, right? Be like the ant, and that was a conversation that I was having with student athletes that I was speaking to, and they looked starry-eyed with me when I told them to be like an ant. And I had to explain to them and break it down, like, how much work an ant actually puts in on a routine and regular basis, day in and day out. 80% of the ant colony is always working whenever you're going to see it. They may take 250 naps within a day, but the naps only total up to 4 hours and 48 minutes. Now, I'm not saying, yo, work without sleeping. What I am saying is you can look at the model of an ant colony and look at yourself and really be honest with yourself and say, how often do you put in the work for whatever it is that you want throughout the course of your day? I feel there's no substitute for hard work, and hard work is getting diminished in this country that we live in. You see the signs now. It's getting harder to get people to come in for work. And I don't know what forever reason it is. And that thing is starting to trickle down into our athletics. It's starting to trickle down into our mindset as a country. And where I wanted to get these student athletes to understand is they are in a pivotal position where they can change the game, where they can get ahead, where more people are falling behind, because you as a student athlete are accustomed to putting in work if your mindset is in the right place. And at the end of the day, I told them to listen in, because it is far more satisfying to go to rest knowing that you gave your life your best. Far more satisfying to know that within 24 hours going to rest, you know you gave your best. And that gives you peace. But if you ain't putting in the work while most people are sleeping, then you can't engage in that inner peace and get that inner rest that you need to go attack the next 24 hours of the day. So don't be shy of hard work. There is no substitute for it. And sometimes people want the remedy. How do you do this? How did you get that? What was it over here? But if it wasn't for patience and hard work, when you tell people that, they don't want to hear those things. And that's what I wanted them to get comfortable with. There is no substitute for patience and hard work for whatever it is that you want. And now is the time where people aren't going to work, where people aren't getting up and going out and going and claiming what is yours. The people who will get comfortable with working out or get comfortable with going to work every day, with trying to be consistent in what they are doing, those are the people who will get ahead monumentally now, just because the mind frame of most people within our country right now, where we're sitting at and where we got to catch up with, is people don't want to work. Yo, let's go to work, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to work. Rest in peace, Sean Adams, man. He always used to say, go to work. I love it. Love it. All right? So that is that left any marinade in your cerebrum. We coming in hot today. If you can, yo, let's go ahead and cue that TC Speaks, please. Good, 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 good. Let's get into the message for today. All right? Let's get into the message for today. Clarity or confusion. Write that down. Clarity or confusion. And what I'm asking all of us to do, whether you're riding in your car, whether you're sitting down on your couch, whether you listen to me on the poolside while you're flipping them burgers for your family, I want you to internally ask yourself, when you engage in communication with anybody, your spouse, your colleagues, your employees, your children, your family, when you engage in conversation via communication, do you bring clarity to the conversation or greater level of confusion? Do you bring clarity or greater level of confusion? And when I'm talking about this, I want y'all to know I first and foremost challenge the man in the mirror, because I look internally at myself and I know that when I engage in conversations, I try to work harder for people to understand the place or the point in which I'm coming from, right? And a lot of that has to do with, yes, I do speaking, and it just so happens to fall in that category, but a lot of it also has to do with, I know that I suffer from MS, and a lot of times, you know, I get cloudy brain and things happen within me. So because I know that sometimes in my communication, I can be talking in circles and things don't come out clearly, I have a tendency to confuse people with what it is that I'm talking about from time to time. You know, as a man, it's hard enough to interpret our feelings, right? It can be really, really tough. And so sometimes we have to learn that there's a need to take strategies that will help us to be better communicators as a whole. That's why this principle that I want to introduce, number one, is so important, because it can actually help us with doing some listening before we even go into communicating or talking, that actually helps us be more effective in a conversation before you even open up your mouth. Because some people don't speak up because they just don't feel as comfortable with voicing whatever it is in their heart. And so what I want to tell people is you can gain more confidence going into a conversation based off of doing some listening first, right? And that helps you be more adept to answer or to respond or to bring up points based off of you understanding the whole role of the conversation that has been placed before you. All right. And so that's my principle number one. I want you all to write this down because I want to enhance people to have better clarity when they are coming into a conversation versus being somebody who walks into the situation and bolsters and brings a level of confusion that keeps people from not walking out of the conversation better than the way that they walked in and not getting to a level of understanding out of the conversation because they're missing out on pieces of clarity. And so principle number one is you have two ears, but only one mouth. Write that down. You have two ears, but only one mouth. And what I want to tell people is, again, principle number one, when engaging in communication, I want you to listen first. All right? Because before you come in bumping your gums, perhaps you may be missing the ball and not creating any clarity because you don't understand the topic of discussion that the communication of this discussion is even about. We have two ears for a reason and one mouth for a reason because we are supposed to be human beings. As human beings, we are supposed to start listening first before we engage in any form of communication. I'm a parent. All right. I have three babies, got three children, got 8-year-old, 4-year-old, and 1-year-old. My son and I, if you listen to this show, my son and I, Messiah, we butt heads on the constant. We butt heads on the regular because I know he has that level of leadership within him, but he got to understand there's only one king of the castle. There's only one king in the jungle under the roof that he lives in. But it's his job as somebody who's growing up and seeing the world through a different lens and trying to figure it out and trying to navigate that he's going to try and he's going to test his dad. And any parent who's listening into this conversation, you've been there. Maybe your kids are grown now. So you can empathize with where I am with my little ones because you can say, man, Tyler, I've been there. And guess what? It never stops. All right. And so I have the type of child that when I tell him something, number one, he's listening, maybe, but at the end of the day, he's listening to respond. All right. So he's listening to me as I'm telling him or reconstructing him on how he should do something. But he's listening to respond, meaning that when we're engaging in communication, he's hearing what I have to say. He's not really taking it all in. He's waiting for me to get to the end so he can say, but. Yeah, but dad, dad, we got to do this. And I'm like, bro, did you hear anything that I just told you? And so for a lot of us, you have to ask yourself, are you listening intently or are you just hearing a person when they speak? Are you waiting till they get to the end of their sentence so that you can just further respond? Where are you at in your level of communication as a human being? And I think that that's important. And when you start having an approaching a conversation where you listen, where you start listening first instead of trying to engage and dominate like my son, I feel like you can get those dangling fruits that will enhance you as a man or a woman on this earth or better make that conversation more fruitful that you have with an individual because you understand the place in which they're coming from. You understand the context or the emotions that they are feeling when they have conveyed their messaging to you. And as a boss, I feel so often that that's where people misinterpret their level of mentorship towards their employees because they literally don't understand where their employees are coming. They are listening or they are hearing, but they're not listening. They're not utilizing the ability of the two ears that they possess. They're trying to work the mouth that they have in the center of their face so they can go ahead and get their point across. And so therefore, when they engage in communication with other individuals, you're always wondering why you're bumping your head up against the wall trying to express something and people aren't getting it. Or why you're always left out of a conversation and people are on the end and you're on the outside looking in. It's because the level of conversation that you bring to the table, it provides less clarity it provides less clarity and more confusion. But it all starts with the listening that we possess for ourselves. So as you go into a conversation, have an open heart. Use the two ears that you have on the side of your head that you've been blessed with to hear out an individual first. That way you can bring forth some great conversation as a human being. I think some of the greatest coaches that have ever been around, and we'll talk a lot about coaching on this show, being a student athlete, being somebody who went through the college ranks and had plenty of coaches, some of the greatest coaches that I felt got the best response from players of teams that I was on
were coaches, yes, who engaged to get their point across, but they were also the coaches who had the ability to listen and understand where their athletes were coming from, why they were misreading the keys, what was needed in the locker room, what was needed in the changing of the playbook, or what was needed schematically wise to make sense for our offense and our defense. For coaches who didn't run a dictatorship and added a level of communication and actually listened to their players, those were the teams that I was on that built the strongest bond. And I had coaching changes in my days, and so I know what it's like to go from one system into another and could see where some systems were broken and where some systems could be made better. And the common denominator in all of it was that at the top of our leadership, whenever that head coach, whenever that head honcho had an ear to listen to the players, instead of engaging in constant mouth and never taking the time to listen, that didn't use the two ears they had and only used the one mouth, those teams that I was on, they suffered the most. And so what I'm asking you as individuals, if the proof is in the pudding, we were blessed with two ears for a good reason, doggone it. Stop making yourself so one-dimensional because you want to run a dictatorship and get your point across so strongly that you only engage in the one tool between your face, which is your mouth, and you want to do all this talking and not enough listening. All right? You are bringing more confusion to a conversation instead of greater levels of clarity. Use what you have. I'm not asking you to be anything different, because if you use your two ears first, it will make you a greater communicator, and you'll find that the conversations you have with individuals, watch this, y'all, they will be more rich. Don't just hear a person. Listen to them. And don't listen to respond. No. Listen to bring clarity. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, y'all. I'll catch you on the other side of this break, man. We going in hot. We talking about communication today. And we're asking ourselves, do we bring clarity to a conversation or confusion? See y'all on the other side of this break. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Welcome back to Real Life, Real Talk. Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. This is the Horn Radio Station, y'all. We are live, local and digital. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you haven't noticed by now, yo, we got a 90s type flow for R&B as our backdrop music today, as our bumper music today. 1998 is the theme of the playlist. And in 1998, your boy TC, let me see, was 12 years old. I was 12 years old in 1998, so R&B music was live for me, man. And so we had Ginuwine, the same old G, and Sammy Segment Number One. And that music, that song was something that I love because, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I'm somebody who wants to be consistent, right? I want people, when they bring up my name, when they bring up your name, we want them to always know what they're getting out of us. And past people from the past, and you look up me in the present, and as it goes down in the future, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I want to be somebody where people know what they're getting out of me. You know, somebody who's respectful, right? Or somebody who works, right? Or somebody who has dreams, somebody who has goals. That's why I selected that Ginuwine, same old G. And then now, you know, we bring in Lauryn Hill. Hey, man. Guys, you know you better. Watch out, man. I'm reliving my 12-year-old self. We got that 90s R&B flow going. But enough of the singing, y'all. Enough of the singing. Let's get into the messaging. We're talking today about clarity or confusion. And in segment number one, I really challenge individuals. Coming from the perspective of a parent, my son actually gave me, you know, the title of this message based off of he and I's relationship, because I have a son. You know, I have 1 to 3 children, and we always butt heads. And sometimes, you know, I can be giving my son guidance and direction, and he always listens with intent to respond instead of, you know, really taking the time to listen to what I'm telling him so it can better enhance our conversation. And when dude always responds with that, yeah, dad, but, it's like my whole mind gets blown and I turn into the Incredible Hulk. Because I can't believe, I was like, man, I'm spending all this time trying to teach you and trying to parent you off of where I'm coming from, but you're not getting none of it. And so when you try to do those things, it causes for less clarity in a conversation and greater confusion because we feel like we're not getting better out of the conversation we're having. We're stuck in the same place. Now, mind you, obviously, you know, I'm just bringing out a scenario between me and my child, but I want to encourage you all to take that level of approach towards your level of conversation with other individuals, right? Principle number one, you have two ears, but only one mouth. And I believe we have two ears instead of two mouths simply for the fact that we're supposed to be individuals or human beings on this earth engaging in hearing and listening to people first before we go bumping our gums and talking all the time. Because when you have that mindset of engaging in a conversation, or you're asking for somebody else's opinion, or you're asking them for their help in something and you're listening to them, but then you say, yeah, but it's like, why did you even ask this individual for their opinion? Because in your mind, you were looking and listening to them the whole time with an intent to respond to bump your gums instead of actually utilizing the two things on the side of your face, which are your ears, to take away maybe something that they could offer you from a conversation that could potentially critique you to help you get better, right? And I'm saying you're not going to disagree from time to time, but even if you do disagree, you still have to take the time to hear the person out before you go bumping your gums and utilizing that one level of communication, which is with your mouth, all right? But we have two ears for a reason. And I think we're supposed to be individuals who take more time to listen to where other people are coming from before we respond to them. And I really believe that that's why we have a lot of hiccups within this country, is because people don't listen anymore. Everybody has to be the first to talk. You got to be the first one to post on Twitter. You got to be the first one to post on IG. You have to get your word out. You got to throw it out there. This is my, and nobody listens first before they talk or before they respond. There's no space for it. And so we got to start getting back to basics, back to business. You have two ears, but only one mouth. And if we utilize those two ears, I'm willing to bet that a lot of times of engaging in conversation, yo, there will be a greater level of clarity instead of confusion. Now, principle number two, when you want to produce greater level of clarity within a conversation, do this. Yo, don't over-communicate. Don't over-communicate. I'm a speaker, right? So I have a tendency to fall into this story mode where I got to make you have every detail. I got to tell you about the clouds. I got to tell you about the moon. I got to tell you, what date it was. And there's a tendency for that over a level of communication to spiral over into my life when I'm communicating with other individuals because I get so in tune with the conversation. All right. And also, if you read my book, there's a part of me that over communicates because I always felt like I didn't fit in. And because I didn't value myself in my younger years of adolescence, right? So I'm asking individuals to look at themselves in the mirror. I'm giving you a window seat into my heart about the things that, yeah, that I constantly work on the daily. Because my wife always tells me, she's like, look, Tyler, I didn't need all of that. I need you to get straight to the point. You doing all this? You telling me about this? You talking about, I don't need all that. Just get to the doggone point. And as I analyze myself and I know where that comes from, it comes from 12-year-old Tyler. We're trying to make himself being seen, all right, and not just hurt. Like, he really trying to work to gravitate, to pull people into my world, to see me where I'm coming from. And then also you couple that with a gift to speak, and I try to make this elaborate presentation for you to walk away with. All right, so principle number one was two ears and one mouth, work off of listening first. And then principle number two is when you have that opportunity to respond, when you have that opportunity to engage in conversation, don't over-communicate. Don't have to constantly repeat yourself. You don't always have to come with a big elaborate story, Tyler, right? Get straight to the point for what you need to come across, and that will allow you to engage in greater conversation, with people. Because that's at the end of the day, you want your voice to be heard. You want to be seen. You want these things to come out that you have worked so desperately hard to bring from within, to carry it out, but you don't want to lose people because it's taking you too long to get to the point. All right, so simplify some things, all right? Take some parts out of the story, TC, that don't need to necessarily be there. And I think when you start to do that, you keep people's attention for a greater and extended period of time. And that further helps you engage in conversations with people as a whole. And I'll never forget, for me, again, taking it back to sports, right? And constantly, if you've never been through a football season or played any type of sports, you know that the playbook at the beginning of the season, a lot of things change as you go in towards the end of the season. You find out that there's some things in your playbook that don't work, that you don't want to utilize. You find out that there are some players, there's some maybe some offensive linemen in your system that can't pull this way, but they're strengthened to pull that way. So you engage in the run game towards the right versus the left, or vice versa in pass protection. You know, there are things that you change, that you critique, that you audible for your playbook to help your team be successful. And a lot of times, we would have over-communication on our football teams instead of simplifying things, and therefore will cause a greater level of confusion even when it came to game day. And so whenever our coaches were able to reconvene and whenever they were able to lead us the right way, they would simplify some things. And so that's the same thing that I'm trying to bring to the table in life in terms of don't over-communicate. Don't make the game plan so incredibly hard that when we get there, people are doing more thinking on the field than we are doing reacting, which is what we're supposed to do as football players. And the same thing is true when we engage in conversation. You know, you want to spend less time thinking about how in the world you're going to get your point across and more time just simplifying things and letting things flow, because you don't want people walking out of the conversation you're having with greater level of confusion instead of clarity. You don't want people walking away like, man, what was he talking about? He had so much to say, but if he would have just said this, or if she would have just simplified this a little bit earlier and gotten straight to the point, oh, things would have been so much better. And I also want to extend this as you're going through this deciphering, as you're trying to help yourself be able to better communicate, because I don't care who you are or what you come from, whatever field of study that you're in, wherever you are in your occupation, wherever you are as a human being, it's going to require a level of communication for you to continue to maneuver towards and through life to get to where it is that you want to be. No, you may not be on the microphone being a speaker, but you're going to have to get to the point of getting your point across for whatever it is that you need out of a relationship, and you're going to have to actually listen or hear to hear the other side of what that person you're trying to communicate with, what they're trying to get off, get across, and what they need from this relationship. So you are going to have to speak in some way, shape, or form, and then I think when you approach the conversation in terms of not over-communicating, when you're somebody who understands that, you know, giving yourself grace, that it takes a lot to try to pull out feelings or emotions that you've had to try to convey for a long period of time. I want you to recognize that you are incredibly brave to walk into a scene and actually tell somebody, yo, this is my dream, or this is what I want to accomplish, or when you said this, that really hurt me, or that really bothered me, or way back when this happened, yo, it totally changed my life, and we never talked about those things. So as you're delivering maybe some heavy topics in your life, and you're struggling with even getting them out, and you're fearful that you're going to talk in circles and over-communicate with it because there maybe still be some hurt or some pain there, yo, give yourself grace. And give yourself love and understanding that it takes so much to get to that place. Yo, you are amazing and you're already finishing the race because you are being so strong to be able to say, yeah, I want to communicate this with you today. All right. So that helps you dance around the topic. That helps you get less flustered. That helps you to keep your over communication at a minimum when you love on yourself mentally before, as you're speaking these words and knowing that they're coming from a deep place. Yep. Somebody got some hurtful topics that they have to bring out from their childhood. And you're worried about dancing around it because it's so hard to get to it. Yo, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some love. Give yourself some attention and know that when you convey these things, it's going to even make things better because they're not within anymore. Now they're carried out. And that will force you to get straight to the point. Because you know that what you're bringing to the table will produce clarity instead of a greater level of confusion as to who you are as a man or a woman of this earth. We're just trying to get straight to the point, y'all. That's all we're trying to do. So don't over-communicate it. Don't dance around it. Mind you, when you're talking to the young generation, they got a short attention span anyway. I think they're used to scrolling, hitting things. So when you're talking to some young people in your life, as you are a boss and you got younger people entering into the workforce, you got to get straight to it because these young people, the attention span is very short. So with you being able to direct it and hit it home immediately, you'll have their attention, and that's what you want to do. Yeah, principle number two, don't over-communicate when we're talking about going into a conversation and producing a level of clarity instead of confusion. Yo, I'll catch y'all on the other side of this break for segment number 3. We'll be back with more 90s R&B. Hey, now we grooving, man. Now we grooving. Oh, Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32 on all your social media platforms. Your hostess with the mostest. We're back for our last and final segment of Real Life, Real Talk. It always goes by so incredibly fast, Ty. Like, I can't believe it. Before you know it, we already here. Our hour is almost up. So with that being said, we got to close strong. And I can't close strong without some amazing grooves in the background, man. That's Tyrese singing the song Sweet Lady. That's 1998. And I think that that's a joy. And he has a story that anybody could look to, man, in terms of being somebody who very confident in who they are, knowing that whatever field that they chose to step into, they can rule it confidently because they love and value who they are as a man and a woman on this earth when they look at themselves in the mirror. You got somebody in Tyrese that started out, I believe, as a model. Used to see him in commercials. Then he got into singing and R&B music. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be in Fast and Furious movies till the cows come home, till they no longer can make it, so he'll always be employed. But, man, just somebody who seemed like whatever it is that he touched, oh, my gosh, from an entertainment standpoint, has just struck gold. From model to singer to actor. That's not a bad triple threat combination right there. So, hey, but if you're just joining us, man, shame on you. You should have been with us the whole time, but no worries. Y'all can always go back and download every single episode of Real Life, Real Talk on SoundCloud, right? SoundCloud. And so what we talked about today is, challenging individuals to let us examine ourselves and see when it comes to communication, when it comes to our conversations with our spouses, when it comes to conversation amongst family members, friends, on our jobs, just as an individual, an entrepreneur, maybe whoever, do we bring greater clarity to a conversation when we're speaking, or do people walk away with confusion? So as you examine yourself and as you're checking the body languages of people that you're having conversations with, and you can tell this based off of you, if you're reading the person, if you're really in tune with them and their body language, you're looking at them, a person can let you know based off of their attention span, based off their body language, based off of their eye, their posture. You know, if they're engaged, you can tell if somebody's walking away with clarity when you're speaking or greater confusion. And the principles that I tried to give individuals to enhance the level of communication or help bring them to a situation where they can hold forth a conversation and you can get it off of your chest so that you can engage and that people can walk away from a conversation understanding what level of place you're coming from in your heart. And principle number one is recognize that you have two ears but only one mouth. You see, I think a lot of times when people hear this message, they're going to automatically think that I'm talking literally about your talking style, but the first principle is the first and foremost most important principle is to recognize that you are equipped with two ears and one mouth, not two mouths and one ear. So that literally tells me that when we were birthed into this world, we are people who are enhancing our communication or can enhance our communication by the utilization of two ears. That's why we're supposed to listen more so than we are supposed to talk to try to dominate a conversation. The reason why we can't get our perspectives across, the reason why people can't understand where it is that we're coming from, a lot of times, yo, you got to recognize that you're doing more talking than you are doing listening. And I know I'm not the only person who's ever had that scenario happen. You know, when you fired up about a topic, you want to get all your point across, put it on the table, then what? Bah! Mic drop. Nah, man. Sometimes you got to take the time to listen first. We got it backwards. Everybody's about me, 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 and I, and what I need. What I got to put on social media, what I have to put out in the atmosphere, what I have to tweet, what I have to get out there before this guy get this new information out, drops before somebody else brings it viral. We're so quick to be first that we're not listening with intent, and we skip over the fact that as human beings, you have two ears for a purpose, not two mouths. You have two ears. You're supposed to listen first. So engage in listening, all right? I talked about my relationship with my son and how we always butt heads because he's always listening to respond instead of listening with intent to literally hear what it is that I'm telling him. You know, so change up, switch up, and man, see if that I know will enhance your conversation when you come listening first instead of coming to bump your gums first. And then principle number two is don't over-communicate, right? Don't over-communicate, right? You don't want to be somebody who can't get to the point. And I think, again, I hold myself accountable first. Sometimes being somebody who's a speaker and always gets in storytelling mode, my wife Shana, who's been on this show, got to sit back and say, listen, babe, that's all great, but you got to get to the point. I got dishes over here. We got kids crying in the background. I got work to do. My favorite show, Housewives of Atlanta, is about to come on, and you still bumping your gums and ain't even told me what it is that you're trying to convey. All right? So sometimes as an over-communicator, you want people to literally get what it is that you're trying to say. So much so that before you know it, you've talked yourself in circles, and now nobody has clarity over what you said, just greater levels of confusion. And I talked about situations where the teams that I've been through as a college athlete, you know, dating back to being young and to getting older, the teams that I was successful on or had the greatest success that I was on came from head coaches who had great levels of leadership to which they could convey their topics and make their changes at the drop of a dime. All right. Things weren't so over-communicated within the playbook that they never simplified things. When you looked at calls on defense, or you looked at run schemes and pass schemes on offense and how we can get to the end zone, it was the coaches who weren't afraid to simplify the language, who weren't afraid to take down the over-communication because they understood their athletes, man, that just didn't work. It didn't work from our quarterback center exchange. It didn't work for our overall talent level that we had on offense. Simplifying things, helping things to understand, maybe downing the verbiage so it wasn't over-communicated. It wasn't so broad that nobody could understand and play the game with confidence. And when we started to do that, that's when the teams I was on started to excel. And the teams where it was too difficult, the communication was so broad, yo, we didn't excel. And so you have to have the wherewithal to understand that as a person, you got to get straight to the point. Don't feel like you have to over-communicate. Don't feel like you have to work that much harder when you're coming and delivering a heavy topic to somebody. You know, a tendency for people to over-communicate is because they're giving or they're engaging in a conversation of a topic that is so heavy, right? They got so much emotion. They got childhood stuff that's coming out. They've got hurt. They've got pain that's coming out that you want to, it's hard to bring about it. And before you know it, you're not getting to the point. Yo, just say it, you know, just get it out. And get straight to the point so that way the other person can respond, you can engage in conversation, and hopefully, you know, meet in the middle in terms of walking out of a conversation with clarity over what it is that you want to engage in. And so don't be an over-communicator. Yo, something I'm learning heavy for myself, and something I have to tone it back with because I get caught in storytelling mode. And that's not what I need to be. All right, you need to get straight to the point. Not to mention you got a younger generation, y'all, and the attention span is short and sweet. And if you're in the workforce, you want to help communicate with young people, yo, you got to get to the point. Sometimes people are saying, man, I can't reach the young people. I can't get this person on my job who's younger to get. You got to get to the point. Yep. Simplify it a little bit. Yep. Don't over-communicate it, right? They're getting lost in the shuffle. You got to get straight to it. And principle number three, it's going to hurt. Yep. Principle number three, it's going to hurt. Go ahead and get comfortable with the fact that some of this stuff that you're trying to get out in serious conversation, it could potentially hurt somebody else's feelings. Bruh, and that's okay. Like, we all adults here. We grown. It can hurt somebody's feelings what it is that you have to say. Now, being honest, I'll never forget my coach coming into the meeting room and said, Tyler, you're going to move from running back to fullback. And I was like, what? I'm like, at San Diego State, I'm like, what? Come on, man. But then as I look back on it, I was like, man, Coach McDaniel didn't have no filter. He wasn't worried about it hurting my feelings because it was for the betterment of the team. He was like, you either going to do this or we're going to have a setback as a team. What you going to do? Do you care about this? He knew it was going to hurt, but he knew it had to get done. So what information are you sitting on that you, like we said before, dancing around the topic, worried about how it's going to make somebody else feel, and knowing that you just got to say it, get it out the way so you guys can come up with a common solution? Truth, if that's what you're speaking, it's going to hurt from time to time. But it's far better to get it out in a creative way, but it's far better to get it out in a conversation in the right tone than it is to hold that thing back for a possible blow up later on in the future, because neither you or that person you're engaging in conversation with, y'all ain't growing, period. All right? So just get the understanding of truth that you have. When you have to come to terms, when you have to deliver it, it's going to hurt somebody else's feelings. And the fact that it hurts somebody else's feelings, yo, that's okay. Because if your communication is online, y'all can come up with a solution together anyway. But you got to be able to say it with the understanding and confidence that what you got, it may hurt. But at the same time, by you delivering it the right way, by you not over-communicating, by you taking the time to listen to what that person is saying with your two ears instead of engaging and talking over them, that both of y'all or all of y'all are going to walk out of the conversation that you all just engaged in far better than the way that you walked into it, because everything was expressed truthfully. It's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt. I'll take it back to my wife once again, man. She always says, yo, stop. Just tell me, I can take it. And I know that sometimes that's a setup for the downfall, but sometimes you can't get through solutions and you can't work cohesively as a unit, as a team, within your marriage, within your family, within your job, if you can't just tell the truth expressively, knowing that it's going to hurt the person that you're telling. You need somebody to work this way and not that way. You need them to cut down the mistakes that they're making because it's hindering you all as a company, right? You need your spouse to do this instead of doing it that way, because when they do it that way, it hurts you. So you just got to say it. Yeah. That's it. You just got to start saying it. You just got to say it knowing that it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. But you guys are going to go get to a greater level of solution, and we'll be able to put all things on the table and navigate and work through it based off of you not being willing to hold back because of your truth. May hurt somebody else's feelings. Yo, just say it. Just say it so y'all can walk out of the situation better than the way that you walked in, man. So I want to enhance people's conversation today, all right? Those are our three principles. I want you to be able to bring clarity to a conversation instead of confusion. And as you look at your life and you analyze your conversations as you go through your work week, read people's body language and see with what you're conveying as a team leader, with what you're conveying as a friend, what you're conveying as a parent, what you're conveying as a leader within your organization, are people walking away with full clarity of what you're saying, or is there a pause for greater levels of confusion? And if there's confusion, we can make the easy adjustments right now. Perhaps there needs to be more listening. Perhaps you have to recognize you have two ears and only one mouth. Too much talking and not enough listening. All right, principle number two. You're over-communicating the topic that you're trying to discuss. Yo, don't dance around it. Stop talking in circles and get straight to the point. Don't over-communicate it because you're losing people. And then principle number three, I love it. Principle number three, yo, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. The truth you got to convey, if it's true, sometimes it's going to hurt. It's not always going to be rosy. But recognize that the truth you're delivering, everybody who's walking away from the conversation going to be made all the way better because of it. And y'all can work cohesively as a unit to help pick up the pieces as people's worlds can potentially fall as you're delivering this truth that's hurting. All right. But you got to work together. You got to work together. This is Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. is TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. Go pick up that book. The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. 15 weeks on Amazon. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. I love y'all. Respect y'all. See you next week. Peace.